He was really helpful in like guiding us around. He took a lot of time describing various things to us and answering questions, you know, giving us a lot of detail. He had actually been an extra in quite a few of the films, so he could give us a lot of inside info about how things worked and what they had to do. And at one point, a lot of the time they had various, you know, like important props, things like the Triwizard Tournament trophy and stuff like that in like these glass cabinets, and in one of them there was Tom Riddle's diary, and when we got to it he contacted one of his colleagues, and his colleague came out with the diary, and we got to like touch the diary, and we got to take a picture of the diary. It was so amazing. No one, you won't appreciate that unless you're like a diehard, really nerdy fan like me. But it was amazing. I think we made a lot of people jealous. There was quite a few people queuing up behind us, thinking that they'd get a turn. And then the diary got taken away, so I think we made a few people a bit angry. But, you know, they could all see it through the glass. And there was only one thing. It's not like they showed us everything. It was just so amazing. We got our picture taken in the Flying Ford Anglia. I got my picture taken flying on a broom. You know that thing where you sit on a broom and then there's a green screen behind you, so they superimpose your image on the broom onto like a background. I felt like a bit of a prat, just kind of like people, like the people shouting at me, like, wave, smile, look up, look down. I was like, okay, I feel a bit of an idiot just sitting here on this piece of wood pretending to fly. But the picture looks really good, apparently. Yeah, we saw Privet Drive, we saw Godric's Hollow, we sat on Hagrid's motorbike. That was so cool. Oh, it was amazing. It was an amazing day. I'd go back immediately. The tour, they say, lasts about 3 hours, but the guy was taking so much time with us. I think ours could have lasted quite a bit longer.